Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
It's a happy version of the show. I mean, it's happy every day. We're blessed every day to enjoy the next day. It's always a beautiful thing. Welcome aboard to the podcast.
J-E-T-S sucks, sucks, sucks.
Yes, bro. Yes. That was a lot of fun yesterday. It was nice to watch the Dolphins dominate the sorry Jets. It was nice to watch them lose. The thing that I'm so happy about, and those of you that follow the show, you know it. It's nothing new. I've been happy about this process from day one. From day one, when they tore it all down and people were all worried about it, I said, man, this is the best way to rebuild a football team. I'm glad that we've got a front office that actually gets it, that they know how to build a football team and how to reload and get picks and use them and find people in free agency and make good trades. And, you know, and sign solid free agents overall. And if you start to look at all the decisions from Brian Flores to the front office to drafting Tua to not trading X-Men like some of you wanted in the offseason, all of these things. Ogba is a steal in free agency. That's the thing that I'm excited about. That's the part that's why all of this means something, right? Because when Tony Sperano, rest in peace, and his team went 11-5, it meant nothing. When Adam Gase went 10-6 his first year, just like Sperano in his first year, it meant nothing. You weren't really building on anything. It was just a flukish year for a team that really didn't make enough changes. But they just tweaked enough in the roster because that's what everybody ever did. After Wanstead, because Wanstead picked up from Jimmy. But after Wanstead, all the other coaches, they never really tore it down. They just tweaked the roster. And they thought they could, you know, buy players and make up for their mistakes in free agency. I mean, in the draft and things like that. And that doesn't fly. And for the first time, we actually had somebody say, you know, we need to clean the slate. That way we can actually build the team the way we want without limitations. Because if you take over after somebody gives Ndamukong Suh all that money, then you've got to keep giving him that money and it stops you from getting better in other areas, which it did. And it doesn't get you anywhere that way. And these guys said it. They looked at it and they said, well, we got a clean house. And now we're watching the last 2 weeks, injuries on the O-line, injuries on D, and they're overcoming all of that. The next guy steps up, the next guy plays well. It's that's the part that jacks me up about all of this, is that it's being done the right way, that in your second year of a complete, true reset, rebuild, whatever you want, whatever adjective you want to use to describe it. So you're 3-3 in week 6 when you were 0-6 last year. You were in last place. Now you're in second place. You're on the rise, not on the decline. You know, all of these things. And you have your future at quarterback, which, by the way, we've been searching for it since 13 walked out the door in Jacksonville 62-7. I was at that game. That was the last game of Marino's career, and that was the last game we had a great quarterback. And everything is developing.